Shabbat Shalom. Is anyone honest anymore? It's been a tough week for the sporting industry. It's been a tough few weeks for the sporting industry. Cyclists on the Tour de France were kicked off because they were found to be cheating. A referee in the NBA was found to be gambling on games that he officiated in, raising the specter that he wasn't quite so honest in his officiating. And of course, Barry Bonds broke Hank Aaron's all-time home run record. But his accomplishment is tainted because of his alleged use of steroids. So maybe we're just expecting too much of people. It's just too much to expect that they'll be honest. I mean, who do we really have to trust after all? This past week, I had the honor of hosting a couple for a Sheva Brachot dinner following their wedding. And one of the couples that we invited was Orthodox. So I talked to them in advance about what we would be serving, because I wanted to make sure that there would be something that they could eat in our home. And we keep a strictly kosher home. And in the end, they came to the meal, but they only ate fruit. And the sticking point was the fact that we trust certain hechshers that they don't trust. It wasn't a matter of some food in my house is not hechshered and some isn't. It's that certain hechshers, and they're all by Orthodox rabbis, we trust and they don't trust them. And I wasn't offended by his behavior. And we talked about it and we agreed that it all comes down to trust. I don't know how the food was made. I wasn't there. But I trust if a rabbi is going to put his name on the package, and thereby he's putting his reputation on the line, that it's going to be kosher. The same is really true with anything. A couple will come to me and they'll say that they are married according to halacha. And I trust them. They show me a ketubah. They tell me the name of a rabbi. If I know that this is a rabbi that follows halacha, then I trust that they were married according to the laws of halacha. Our entire society is based on trust. Just for a second, imagine driving down the streets of Los Angeles. I drive down the street, and I cross an intersection when the light's green for me, because I trust that you're going to stop because the light is red for you. Imagine driving down the streets of Los Angeles if you couldn't trust that people were going to obey the traffic laws. I mean, you think traffic's bad now. Our entire civil society would grind to a halt if we couldn't trust one another. So why does our parsha this week demand that only judges judge fairly and not take bribes? Shouldn't we all judge fairly and not take bribes? Of course, a judge should do those things. That's their job. They're supposed to be impartial. They're supposed to hand down just rulings. And the Torah points out explicitly, Ki ha-shochad yaver enei chachamim, v'salef divrei tzadikim, for bribes blind the eyes of the discerning and upset the plea of the just. Now yes, the Torah commanded us all to be honest. In Exodus chapter 23, the Torah tells us, Midavar sheker tirchak, stay far away from falsehood. But the laws for judges are relevant for us as well. Because judges aren't simply people who know more about the law than the average layperson. They are also our exemplars. A judge sits in God's stead. A judge has to interpret God's law and hand down a ruling. There is no more awesome, there is no more humbling a role than to sit in judgment of someone else. Judges must be of the highest ethical caliber. They must be completely beyond reproach. And maybe we have become mistaken that we have elevated sports figures to be our exemplars. But ask yourself, why did we get so upset when we find out that they cheat? The referee who gambled was front page news of the New York Times this week. But the kid who lied about being fouled on the basketball court or on the soccer field. Who cares? Well, if it's our child, then we should care a lot. We may not be judges in our careers, although I know that some of you are. But anyone who takes care of a child, anyone who's a parent, anyone who has responsibility over anyone else, is a judge. Countless times a day, we're handing down judgments. This is the way things are going to be. In my situation, it's usually a child coming crying. Now I'm not the judge, now I'm the prosecutor. Who hit who? Who grabbed? Who did it first? Who stole what? And then I become the judge and I hand down my ruling. So-and-so gets the toy, so-and-so gets to sit in the seat. Our children, the people under our care, the people for whom we're responsible, they take all of this in. This is their ethical training ground. As our children get older, they learn that the thing that they desire the most, which is freedom, they want freedom, they want to be able to make their own decisions. It's all based on trust. If we can trust them, if we can trust them to make good decisions, if we can trust them to make safe decisions, wise decisions, God willing, ethical decisions, then we let them make those decisions for themselves. If we can't trust our children, then what happens? Their lives become very constrained and very limited. It's all based on trust. We just began the month of Elul, which is the last month in the Hebrew calendar, which means that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are just around the corner. The Midrash teaches us that Moshe came down from Mount Sinai with the second tablets after he broke the first tablets. He came down on Yom Kippur, which showed that the Jewish people, the Israelites, were forgiven for the sin of the golden calf. And if Moshe came down on Yom Kippur and he was on Mount Sinai for 40 days, then he must have gone up on the first of Elul. And what was he doing for those 40 days? He was praying for forgiveness. And ever since then, Elul has been a time for introspection. Tshuva, the process of returning to God, which only culminates on Yom Kippur, begins right now. We're about to be judged by God as to whether we deserve another year on this earth. But before we're judged by God, we have to judge ourselves. We have to look deep into our souls and be able to honestly evaluate our actions. It's really easy to say, you know, I did so-and-so, to admit it. I did such-and-such a bad thing. But then we justified, it wasn't so bad. Or you know what? In the grand scheme of things, I'm not that significant, so what I did was not that significant. But we are significant. We merit God to be our judge. And we are judges for our children. Our children learn how to behave ethically in the world from watching us. And even if you don't have children, we're all Jews. And I don't think it's a big secret that the world looks at us differently. The world judges us by a higher standard. Now, we may not like it. We don't like it because most of the time they're complaining that we don't live up to that higher standard. But in truth, we should be holding ourselves up to that higher standard. At every moment, we are dugmaot. We're role models. We're exemplars for our children and for the world as to how a human being should act. Yeah, we make mistakes. It's okay. But we learn from those mistakes and we improve ourselves, but only when we can honestly admit our flaws. We're surrounded by celebrities who cheat, by leaders who lie, and the world goes along. But the world we live in, the images that constantly bombard us, affect us very subtly. With each lie, with each dishonest remark, our own integrity is eroded. You know, if the chairman of Enron can lie to his stockholders and thereby lose billions of dollars of their retirement money, then what does it matter if I lie to my kid about whether I'm going to give him a cookie or not? The Talmud teaches us, don't promise to give a child something and then not give it to him, because in this way he learns to lie. What kind of a world do we live in where we can't trust an athlete, someone who's being paid to play a game, to play that game fairly? What kind of a world do we live in where an Orthodox Jew can't trust an Orthodox rabbi that certain food is kosher? What happened to the world where the saying, my word is my bond, meant something? What do we want to be known for in this world? Forget money, forget power, forget even wisdom. Honesty. Honesty surpasses them all. Rabbi Shimon taught in Pirkei Avot, there are three crowns, the crown of Torah, the crown of the priesthood, and the crown of the kingship. But the crown of a good name surpasses them all. Having a good name, a good reputation, which comes from being honest, is greater than being a scholar of the Torah. It's greater than being powerful like a priest. And it's greater than being rich like a king. If we use the month of Elul to honestly judge ourselves and set ourselves on the path of tshuva, then we should never fear being judged by God. Honesty with ourselves and with others is the backbone of our society. And for our children, it begins at home. We examine our souls and we try to perfect our character. And when we do that, we not only set ourselves on the path of the righteous, but we do the same for our children, because they learn by watching us. And by the time Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur will roll around, they're no longer going to be days filled with guilt. They're going to be days filled with celebration. And we will have earned another year, and we will all delight in the coming year. Shabbat Shalom and Shana Tovah.